That's our theme for this hour of Air Talk. Good morning. I'm Larry Mantle. Great to have you with us. Hope your day's going well. Coming up later this hour, we'll talk about the ways that employers are keeping a close eye on what their employees are doing. With new software and keystroke loggers, employers are able to see throughout the day what their employees are doing online. Are they spending a lot of time watching ESPN or doing shopping online or communicating via social media, or are they highly productive at their jobs? We'll talk about how employees feel about that and talk with employers who use this as a way of tracking productivity. But we begin with another issue where there are privacy concerns, and that's the rapid proliferation of doorbell cameras. In fact, Amazon's Ring is partnering with a number of law enforcement agencies across the country in getting Ring devices distributed, either at discounts or raffling them off. And then the law enforcement agencies, in addition to encouraging the use of the cameras at those homes, also, if a homeowner voluntarily chooses to provide the video that's captured, that can go to law enforcement to help them solve crimes as well. Joining us to talk about how it's specifically used in the San Gabriel Valley city of Arcadia is Arcadia Police Captain Paul Foley. Thank you very much, sir, for joining us.
Good morning.
Now, how does your department interact with Ring devices?
Well, Ring devices, we actually interact with a multitude of different video doorbell devices, whether it's Arlo, Nest, or Simply Safe, and Ring. Ring just seems to be the front runner as far as the technology is concerned in providing the back end software, like through the Neighbor app and whatnot. And that's where we primarily would interact with our residents or business owners who use a Ring device or other device, because that's where they would post those types of videos. So in most cases, there's just curious lost pet postings that are put up there. But a lot of times there's suspicious persons, whether it be a solicitor or somebody maybe potentially knocking at the door looking to burglarize a home.
Now, do you assist in distributing Ring devices, offer discounts or raffle like some of the law enforcement agencies, or do you not get into that?
In 2017 and 2018, the city of Arcadia put up some money to subsidize Ring purchases. We had an event at a local, I think it was at our Masonic Lodge here in town, where Ring put up their displays for their product, and residents or business owners who are interested could come and purchase them at a discounted rate of $50, $50 off to get a Ring device for their home or business in town.
And do you know how many were distributed at the discount event?
In 2017 and 2018, we distributed, well, I don't know exactly at the event, but overall, because people could sign up online as well and get basically a coupon code to log on to Ring and purchase the device with the subsidy. So a total of 500 for each year, 2017 and 2018, were purchased.
And how frequently would you say your department uses the video that's collected from devices like Ring, and that helps you solve a crime?
Quite often. I couldn't give you an exact number. Most of the times when we collect video, in talking with our investigators and our patrol officers, it's usually through the old-fashioned way of on foot. A crime occurs in a certain area of town, and we see that there's surveillance cameras at a home or a business, and it's literally by knocking on the door or talking with a resident or business owner and asking them if they could check their video recordings to see if they may have captured anything at a certain time frame. And if so, please let us know if you'd like to provide that video to us. Not so much on the Ring portal, but it's more along the lines of knocking on the door and asking for a person to, provide
mm-hmm.
the video.
Well, through whatever camera system they've got. With the Ring portal specifically, do you have an officer or officers who periodically just monitor that, or do you only access that when you're specifically looking to solve a crime?
Generally, we would access it, like you said, the latter. to look and see if anything of interest has been posted. If you're not familiar with how that neighbor's portal works, a Ring device owner, a resident or business owner, can voluntarily post a video anonymously. It usually comes up as like a neighbor with a number attached to it. For example, it's like neighbor 47. And they could put a picture up and say, does anybody recognize this guy? Or this guy came to my door at 2 in the morning. I rang it, rang the doorbell, those types of things. And we could see if it, if we were looking at anything during that time frame, that we could maybe see if somebody posted it. We could, as a representative of the police department, whether it's a detective or even up to myself, I could post a comment and request anybody that if you have video related to, this theft or homicide or anything that may have occurred in a certain area, if you wouldn't mind posting it or contacting the police department, we'd like to see it, that type of interaction.
We're talking with Arcadia Police Captain Paul Foley. Also with us from the ACLU of Northern California, Technology and Civil Liberties Attorney Jacob Snow. Thank you, sir, for being with us. What are your concerns about the proliferation of Ring-type doorbell cams and law enforcement accessing videos that residents post?
Good morning, and thanks for having me. These doorbell cameras are unfortunately apparently being deployed by Amazon and to some extent by local police departments as a large decentralized surveillance network. And we see that Amazon has designs on expanding the capabilities of these cameras, not just to capture video, but to include a wide degree of biometric surveillance. I mean, we're talking about facial recognition, but also sort of more extraordinary kinds of biometric surveillance, like looking at iris recognition or odor or scent recognition, and that comes from some of Amazon's patent applications. And so I think residents should really be thinking about whether they want to be a part of a massive surveillance network when they're installing these cameras.
So again, that would be down the road. And even with the wide angle field of view for the doorbell cams, you think facial recognition technology is coming for those?
Well, Amazon has patent applications which describe the use of facial recognition technology. And certainly, I think today they may even, Amazon has a facial recognition product called Recognition with a K. And that product actually has been shown by MIT researchers to have problems with identifying people with darker skin and women. And so, the fact that Amazon has this facial recognition product that it operates as part of its cloud platform and then also operates these doorbells and plans to integrate the two, really poses serious civil rights concerns.
Obviously, one of the things that people are concerned about in addition to home break-ins are, package theft. This has become a serious issue. Not a surprise, so many people have put in doorbell cams, because of these kinds of thefts. What would you say to people say, this simple economic decision, the doorbell cams are cheap and I run the risk of having stuff stolen. It's a pretty easy decision to make.
Yeah, I would point to stories about how Amazon has tried to work with police departments using sting operations to detect detect theft of packages, and actually has come up empty-handed. And so, certainly it's not good when people's deliveries are taken from their front doorsteps. But the idea that that would be the justification for rolling out dangerous surveillance technology into people's homes, I think it is something that we should all be skeptical of.
So the way, though, it's described by Captain Foley of the Arcadia Police Department, do you have concerns about what he's describing as their use of this?
Yeah, I think these are the concern for the programs that Captain Foley has described is that, we have a large company like Amazon, and we have them, working in concert to build a surveillance network with local police departments. And, I think it's very concerning that a local police department would be contractually obligated to market and promote a private company's products, and in particular, a private company's products that doesn't have a very good surveillance record like Amazon.
Paul Foley, Arcadia Police Department, you want to respond to that?
Well, you know, I don't feel like we've been leveraged by Amazon at all. I think they were just one of the first companies that markets a video doorbell to really reach out to law enforcement, just to you know, similar to what alarm companies would do, is they see, you know, a market for crime and crime prevention. And what we've experienced through partnering with Ring and the subsidy program is that it's given our residents a more of a situational awareness of what's happening out in front of their own homes, and to get them to be more active in their neighborhood and what's happening, and also interact with the police department as part of, you know, the nationwide See Something, Say Something campaign. And that's where we've really seen the success, is getting people more involved in what's happening outside their doors, especially when they're not looking. It kind of alerts them to, like, hey, there's things going on that I should be aware of, and maybe take precautions in protecting my property, maybe locking my doors in my car and not leaving valuables in them, et cetera.
Is it your sense that video cams, whether they're doorbell ones or the older style cameras, have had any effect on burglaries?
You know, our experience has been is not so much in the prevention, like Mr. Snow said, whether it's a package theft or burglary, but really, as far as my department's concerned, it's on the back end of the investigations, to where we may get a video of another home that maybe somebody tried to break into or considered breaking into, and we get a better visual image of the suspect in that case that matches the suspect in the actual burglary. So it's helped us in the investigation and, you know, the prosecution and identification of suspects. But as far as the absolute prevention of a crime, that's a statistic that I don't know if we can really capture.
Do you have any concerns that people who are minorities in the city of Arcadia that aren't much represented in the population, if, you know, they're walking down the street, or that in some way this could be an intrusion with them, that they could be identified as somehow suspicious, that they would be targeted more perhaps for investigation if a crime were to happen to occur and they're in the area?
No, I don't believe that to be true, no. And especially some of the videos you see are, you know, in the evening or nighttime, where you're not really getting a true color image. So it's hard to tell what ethnicity the person may be, just because it's a black and white or infrared image. It's really tough to discern, if you know what I mean.
Well, then how is it helpful in solving crimes if the images aren't that clear?
You know, it, in some cases it's clear. In some cases, you know, there may be a distinct piece of clothing or some sort of reflective image that showed up in one video, and then maybe another law enforcement agency is familiar with that suspect. And oftentimes, you know, we do partner with each other and send information out. You know, that's usually how we get suspects identified later on, if it's not through some other form of evidence like a DNA or a fingerprint.
Paul Foley, thank you very much for being with us. I know you have to run. Appreciate your taking the time on Air Talk.
Oh, it was my pleasure. I hope you gentlemen have a great day.
Thank you. Captain with the Arcadia Police Department, Paul Foley, with us. From the ACLU of Northern California, Jacob Snow will continue. He's attorney in technology and civil liberties. And we'll take your calls at 866-893-KPECC. You can also comment on the AirTalk page at kpecc.org. We'll continue our conversation in just 1 minute. Civil liberties advocates have concerns about law enforcement agencies across the country partnering with doorbell camera manufacturers like Amazon's Ring. They are the dominant product in the field. A number of departments like Arcadia and the San Gabriel Valley have given discounts on Ring doorbell cam devices, and they also access the Neighbors app, to which people can voluntarily provide video anonymously of any encounters they've had with people coming onto their property. The concern is about, you know, neighborhoods, residential neighborhoods, being under surveillance, essentially, and secondly, the ways law enforcement could use that, the potential bias that exists in that technology, too. Jacob Snow with us from the ACLU of Northern California. Patty, in the city of Orange, good to have you with us. Your question, please.
Hi, thank you. The gentleman from the ACLU, Mr. Snow, indicated that this technology is a danger to civil liberties, and I'm curious as to whose civil liberties are at risk or in danger. I have a Ring doorbell, and it's quite fascinating to browse through the Ring feed online and see what's going on in my neighborhood between midnight and 5. There are tons of people out and about cruising around people's properties in their backyards, checking their front doors, checking the car doors. I see this as my right to protect my family and my property. So I'm not clear. It would be great to hear some clear whose civil liberties are in danger here.
Patty, I appreciate it. Jacob Snow?
Sure, yeah, and thanks, Patty. I mean, I think that when we talk about the pervasive deployment of surveillance technology, it really affects all of our civil liberties. I mean, consider the possibility that somebody has a doorbell installed in their home, and that doorbell, and they live near, for example, a place of religious worship or a medical clinic. That doorbell could capture people as they go about their daily lives, going to a medical clinic, going to a place of religious worship, or other things that those people want to keep private. And the problem is that if police departments or other law enforcement have access to that information, and by the way, this is not hypothetical. There are there's evidence in Amazon's patent applications that they want to automatically notify police when something happens. That could mean that all of us might be less comfortable going about our daily lives, going to a medical clinic, or going to a political protest, or a religious service, because we're worried about being targeted for that conduct by the government.
And how would that happen? It would be like rogue officers who would go to look at this and determine, you know, something that would be embarrassing for the individual or to harass the person. How would you see this playing out?
Well, I mean, you could imagine that these doorbells could record, as I said, people walking on a sidewalk towards a religious service, and that might be captured by the police department, either through the Neighbors app or through some other kind of transmission from Amazon to the police department. And then law enforcement or the government would have access to the images of people just going about their daily lives, for example, going to a religious service. And so if this kind of surveillance technology becomes pervasive, then you could see chilling of that conduct. People could choose not to do that in public out of concern of being targeted by the government.
Now, we don't have any expectation of privacy when we're in a public place. So what is the difference here that you're saying in what cases should there be an expectation of privacy when you're engaging in public conduct like going to a house of worship or going to a protest?
Well, I think that people do have an expectation of privacy in public. I mean, I'd point you to a recent Supreme Court case brought by the ACLU called Carpenter versus United States, in which the Supreme Court held that just because a person is in public doesn't mean they sacrifice their right to privacy. And that was about capturing location records from cell service providers. And so in that instance, the court held that people's locations as they go about their daily lives are protected by a privacy interest, even though those people might be moving around in public spaces.
But you could still follow the person. That wouldn't be illegal if you wanted to track their location. This was specifically about installing technology without the person's knowledge to track their location, correct?
Well, the case wasn't about technology that tracks someone without their knowledge. I think a lot of people understand that that happens when they carry a cell phone. But in the example of you give the example of following someone, that is possible. But it's possible to track many more people simultaneously if you do it through electronic means rather than actually having to have an officer or an investigator follow someone around. And so it enables the kind of dragnet surveillance that has the chilling effects that I discussed.
We're talking with the ACLU of Northern California's Jacob Snow, technology and civil liberties attorney, joining us on Air Talk, expressing the ACLU's concerns about a large number of deals that law enforcement agencies have with Amazon's Ring technology to try and get those into people's homes, onto people's homes so that they can track individuals who might be in their neighborhood, might be coming up to their front porch, accessing their property. Sometimes that video is used for law enforcement purposes to try and solve property or other crimes. Mike in Anaheim, you're on Air Talk. What do you think?
Hi, Larry. I think I've said this before on other surveillance topics, but I think surveillance is very, very important to eliminating racial bias in policing. The more specific information we have about people committing crimes, the less they will feel compelled to do racial profiling, stop and frisk, those type of blanket policies against black and brown people that they do right now.
So, Mike, you think by actually having the video evidence of criminal behavior that this makes it easier to engage in constitutional policing?
I believe so. I think that we also need to reexamine the definition of probable cause. I think it needs to be probable cause and not remotely possible cause. But this will help, I think, the public be more supportive of a redefinition of probable cause. If you have somebody who committed a crime in a Led Zeppelin t-shirt, that's a lot better than just stopping everybody who's black or everybody who's Latino.
Mike, appreciate the call. Jacob Snow, the ACLU, what do you think?
Well, I think one problem is that the surveillance technology itself could have problems with bias. And I mentioned before that facial recognition has been shown to have more false matches when it is looking at faces that have darker skin or women. And so there's a real concern that the surveillance technology won't alleviate bias, as Mike suggested, but actually compound that bias because there are problems with the technology. And second of all, I do think it's important to note that there are problems not just with bias in the bias that is inherent in some law enforcement decisions over policing of black and brown communities, for example, comes from, unfortunately, the bias that individual members of law enforcement have. And if they have more information about what's going on, I'm skeptical that that's going to reduce the bias policing that
now. Ring issued a statement to us, which includes the points that Ring does not use facial recognition technology. Ring and the Neighbors app is not recognition with a K. We do not work with recognition. Once a law enforcement agency becomes a partner, they are able to view publicly posted content in the Neighbors app from app users who remain anonymous. But that law enforcement does not remotely access Ring devices or live feeds or exact locations of users. That's included in the Ring statement that they provided to us. And I want to thank you, Jacob Snow, for being with us today on Air Talk. We appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me.
Jacob Snow, ACLU of Northern California, technology and civil liberties attorney. Coming up, we'll continue on our theme of surveilling what people do, including in the workplace. We'll talk about companies that use technology to track what their employees are doing throughout the day and enabling those employers to talk with those who work for them about their productivity. If you're someone who's seen this in your workplace, I'd love to hear from you at 866-893-KPCC. Back in a minute.